You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever.
Welcome back. This is Jordan.
And Sarah.
Sarah's also here again. I mean, I don't know if you're expecting someone else on the podcast when you turn it on. That's sad. It's always going to be us. But welcome back to another week. I just got back from camping again. I know last time we recorded, I was also just back from camping. Yeah. But Sarah's been enjoying a weekend off.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. It was a last minute weekend off. So I'm like, hey, I don't know what to do with myself. It's so weird.
I feel like it was the universe telling you that you needed a break.
I know. My body was like, hey, let's take a second to relax, get some editing done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's happened to me, though. And it's weird because, like, you're always like, why does this happen to me when I'm busy? And, like, that's usually when you get sick. But it's almost like our bodies know at this point to, like, not get us sick when we need to do things. I don't know, because it's happened to me, too, where I have a week just of not shooting for whatever reason, and that's the week I get sick. And I'm like, well, how did this work?
Well,
how did this work like
and
this?
And it's so crazy because it's the beginning of wedding season, too, right? So it's not, like, we're that swamped yet. Yeah. But, yeah, I guess I needed the Saturday off, so it's been good.
Just a little break.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. But we're in full swing of weddings now. We're rolling. It's going good.
I know.
Yeah. Any crazy stories yet, Jordan, from your weddings?
No.
No?
No, nothing crazy. Yeah. I just had a nice little mountain wedding. That one that was at Overlander. Yeah. If anyone from my area wants to get married there, you definitely should. Just do it. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's so pretty. Right by the mountains, too.
I know. And it's just, like, tucked away, like, not in where it's busy and tourism-y and means.
Yeah. But that was beautiful.
I don't know. If I just butchered that word.
Touristy.
Yeah. Don't quote me.
But yeah. No, I had a really good wedding, too. It was super fun, crazy crew. But, yeah, we have a fun topic coming today.
Well, we're going to talk about, I think, it's something that no one wants to think about, probably, what we're going to talk about, but it's something that I think is worth thinking and talking about and, like, having a plan for at least some of these things, because, like, it's bound to happen. It happens most times you get, I feel like, a group of people together. Like, things are not always going to go the way that you want them to go, ever.
Totally.
So I think just, like, being able to, like, go with the flow, which I know is hard for some people that are, like, very, like, they have to have a plan. It has to go like this. It's hard. But when you're doing an event, you almost have to just go with the flow. So I think we're just going to talk about things maybe just to expect that might go awry, might go like off the handle a little bit. But it's things that you can deal with if you have a plan. And as long as you've thought about it, it's not the end of the world unless you make it the end of the world. So I think it's just important to think about
it. Well, and it's good to know what to do in those situations too. And I guess this topic kind of came about because we were talking about wedding photographers and what happens when they get sick. And, like, we were just talking about our own health in general and how we have had to really push through weddings and through sickness. Like, last year I was dealing with a lot of sickness, and I just think about that summer and I was in such a haze. Like, I did nothing for myself last summer because I was so sick, and I was just focused on getting to my next wedding, getting to my next shoot, because we can't miss, and we have to show up the same high energy, awesome person that we are at every other wedding. So it's like, it doesn't matter. You have to push through, you have to figure out yourself. And then in the winter, you need to figure out how to heal yourself. So you're like, they talk about training for weddings, like photographers will start getting back in shape and, like, make sure their nutrition is good, because what do you do if you can't go to a wedding? Like, that's a big problem. Oh my God, yeah. So health as a photographer is something that I think people overlook and don't really think of, because they're like, oh yeah, my photographer is going to show up, and that's not necessarily going to happen.
Happen. Like, and like, thankfully I don't think I've ever had to do, like, to give a wedding away because I was sick, but it's been close. There's been times you never, like, it's something that everybody gets sick. Yeah. Everybody has a job. Everyone gets sick, but not everybody gets to say, oh, I can't come into work today. Like there's people like us that can't. And every single other wedding vendor too. Yeah. Like if they call in, they, again, it's the same kind of thing. So
yeah. Think about a bride. It's, like what happens if the bride gets sick on their wedding day? Like I've heard stories about brides like throwing up all day on their wedding, but they're still there. They're still doing the thing. Like it's your wedding. Everyone's there. You can't just cancel. And same thing with photographers. Like I've had weddings where my dad had to come and bring me medication because I couldn't leave and I was in so much pain and he just had to come and fix me up.
Save the day. Yeah, save the day. Honestly. Oh my God. No, I remember, well, I think a lot of people dealt with this though, but like when COVID was happening, I went to the Stampede. Because it was like I had time to go. I had a weekend off, go to the Stampede. I had a wedding the next weekend. Didn't think about it, but I was exposed to so many people. Got COVID. And like narrowly, like I was allowed to be out of like the quarantine like the day before I left for the wedding. Like
yeah, that's close.
It was close. And then I was fine. Like I wasn't contagious anymore, but then I still had long COVID. And I was like, it just, cause it exhausts you. I wasn't like, I didn't have the symptoms of like the cold or
but
whatever.
Your lungs
like,
were just, so affected, exhausted probably.
And my lungs hurt, but I had, it was fine, but I was like, I could definitely, it was definitely a different
totally
feeling because you're not your A game. You're not your best self. Yeah.
And you still, it's just like the push. Like that's why I think last summer to me was such a blur because I was like, I still have to show up. I have to be my best photographer self. And I just pushed through it, even though I did not feel good most of the year. But luckily I'm doing better this summer and I feel I'm still not like, you know, it's still there, but it's like, I feel like a different person this summer because I'm not like being held back by this sickness and to be actually be able to feel good and show up to your shoots and not, you know, be worried about this other thing. And so prioritizing your health as a photographer is a big one.
And the bride. Yeah. I feel like the week or two before your wedding, make sure you're eating good. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. I know it's stressful. Yeah. And like, I've never gotten married, so I definitely cannot understand the stress of everything. I can understand the stress from a different way because I'm still going and I'm still stressed as well, right? Everyone has the nerves and stuff, but prioritizing that and just making sure you can just maybe relax a little bit or at least just take some time for yourself, even on your wedding day, if that has to be when you take the time to just sit and hopefully not get sick.
Yeah, honestly.
That might be too late if we wait till your wedding day, but if just thinking about it.
Yeah. And along with that topic is like, I've also had, you know, at some points there's been bridal party members. It's not usually the bride and groom, but like that go out and party the night before the wedding. And then the day of the wedding, they're all hungover and they don't want to smile. They don't feel good. They're like dying. Like that's, you gotta, you know, have those couple days before your wedding to like get it all together, just feel your best. And then like, you've probably seen that too.
Hey? I mean, even just communicate.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it too. I've seen it. Yeah. On the topic of that, also, like, we've talked about it before and everybody tells you this, but, like, relaxing on the wedding day and not getting wasted by 10 o'clock in the morning, I mean, that's also a good way not to get yourself sick.
That's not fun for anyone. That's not fun for you, the bride and groom, the photographers, no one.
No, we just want you to have a good time later on the whole day, not just at 10 a.m., you know, like we want you to vibe all day.
But, you know, when we're trying to pose you and you're falling over onto the other groomsmen, it's not the easiest job to do. We're not a babysitter here.
No, we're just a girl. I'm just a girl. What would you like me to do?
Oh, honestly, I feel like sometimes like being a wedding photographer is like being a babysitter because you have to try and get all these people to behave and stand in a line, put your hands in your pockets. Like,
no, I wouldn't even say babysitter. I'd say teacher, like kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, kindergarten teacher.
Yes, because I always feel like I have my mom voice out. Yes. I'm like, whatever your name is, like, Josh, you get back in line. Peter, you stay there. Peter, don't move your feet.
And my favorite is when you go to the bride and there you have your second shooter going to the guys and they're like, she's going to have fun. These guys are nuts. Like, I hope she's ready to.
Like, but honestly, every single group of girls always is like, oh God, these boys are menaces.
It's very rare that they're not. It's just boys.
But on the topic of being sick, before we forget about that, I don't want to get off this topic without talking about just photographers, I guess, because this wouldn't really fall on brides per se, but as photographers, yes, we can do our best to like make sure our health and stuff is good leading up and whatever. But honestly, sometimes you get food poisoning or something happens and you can't deal with it. Making sure you have people on a list maybe that you can call if you can't make it. Because at the end of the day, like it isn't really the bride's. No. I mean, I can't speak from all photographers, I guess. But I know for myself, like it's in my contract that if I can't make it, I will find someone to be there. That kind of stands up to the same expectation as they would expect from
totally.
Me. So I'm not just finding some random person. I'm trying to find somebody. But making sure, I don't have it written down, but I definitely do have a mental note of the people that I know I could ask that could go shoot it.
And we're in groups on Facebook, like Alberta wedding photographers, Saskatchewan wedding photographers, that you can say, hey, like I've seen people post often looking for photographers.
I mean, just I think at least just having a plan because it's not fair to your couples and your clients
if
you say like, yeah, it's fine. And then you don't really think about the fact that maybe it will happen one day and then it happens and you have nobody. Like, that's not good. It's also especially hard in the middle of wedding season when every single photographer you know is booked out and there's no one left and it's Friday night, right? So just having like a plan, I guess, like having your one or two people that like would help you out if they're not busy or at least help you find someone to...
And obviously that's a photographer's worst nightmare, but like, I think to be able to do that, like, cause what are they going to do? Like you wouldn't cancel your wedding, but like for them, what would they do in that situation? Like obviously as photographers, you and I both have people we could contact and we have a plan if ever we were to get sick and couldn't show up to a wedding. But like if someone were to just put that on the bride and groom, that's terrifying. Like, what would they do? That'd be so bad.
That's why I do it. Like, I'd rather take that burden on.
Well, and that's like that goes back to like professionalism in your photographer. And that's why you pay the money you do to have someone who's professional, who's has experience, who, you know, is gonna do everything in their power to make sure that this happens. Like,
Yeah, I've heard horror stories. And also like making sure I know I don't even want to get into the horror stories because they just stress me out, but I've heard them. Like it happens though.
I have a reoccurring dream that I'm sick and I'm trying to get to the wedding ceremony and I'm like it's starting and I'm running with my cameras and I dream about this often because I'm so scared that bad juju, don't like it.
That's so sad.
It's like
that would give me nightmares.
It's the same dream, literally a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. That would ruin me.
Oh, it was so scary.
But making sure when we're on the topic of that, making sure that you have somebody that's reliable, professional. We don't like, I mean, I know for us, both me and Sarah shoot with two cameras. But making sure you have somebody that like, I know that not everybody can afford to have all these cameras. And I'm not saying that like, I'm better than anyone else for having them. But the reason I do it, like, I could shoot a wedding with one, but the reason I have two is because if one breaks, I have the other one. It's not just to look cool. It's definitely not just to, like, have all these cameras, which, like, I look pretty cool.
For
it's
sure.
Fine. Like, we love the look of it. Like, but we do it so that if something happens, we have a backup. Mm. We have backup cards.
Totally.
We have backup batteries. I bring all my batteries to every single wedding because I don't want to run out. I bring a battery charger. I bring three flashes when I need one. Mm-hmm. Like making sure you have all the things just in case, because I would rather bring it all in there than not use it than have it sitting at home and I'm like three hours away.
Well, you don't want to be the guy running back home. Like I've seen it before, people leaving the wedding, I need my other batteries, and they go home, and then 45 minutes later, they come back, and they're like, why did you start without me? And it's like, you left! You can't do that! Like, that's why you spend the extra money on all the extra equipment, and the cameras with two card slots, like, that's just a necessity that you need to be a professional, right?
Yeah, so it's like, we're expecting the unexpected.
Totally.
So that when the unexpected happens, it's not a big deal.
Stuff happens.
I'd rather.
Yeah. Honestly, it's so true. Like, you know, it's worst nightmare fuel, but
I mean, like, no, but that's why we're talking about it, because you know what? If no one talks about it, it will be nightmare fuel. But if we talk about it, it will be easy breezy. We'll be prepared for it. It'll suck, but we will get through it together, right? Like,
well, and I remember this from school, because I remember one of our instructors, like, he would shoot with his wife for weddings. Like, she was the second shooter, he was a primary. And one time they were doing a ceremony and her camera started smoking. Like, remember he told us the story? Yeah, the camera, like, smoke started coming from the camera and they were like, what is going on? But they always have a backup, which, you know, you also should have a backup camera, even though you have two. It's not bad to have a third. But yeah, it started smoking and thank God they got the cards out. They were fine. But like, who would think that your camera just starts smoking? Like, that's insane.
Yeah, until it does. And then you're like,
honestly, oh, it's insane.
Like, what can you do? No, that's why we're talking about it. That's why we're getting ahead of it. Pals, we're on it.
It's very, very important. Like, yeah. Do you have any stories that you remember of being sick or having scary situations? Well, what about the Jasper wedding? I came in second shot because you were dying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've talked about that in our horror story episode. Oh, yes, yes, yeah, yes. Like, I had mono. I had mono, and I didn't realize, like, why I was so sick. Yeah. And I – this was, like, we were kind of in the beginnings of our career, so, like, we weren't as busy as we are now. But I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was, like, the day before, and I was like, I don't think I can do it. Like, I could probably do it, but, like, I need a chauffeur. Like, I need someone there. So I called Sarah. I'm like, is there any possible way that you're, like, not busy tomorrow? And she wasn't. And she drove me to the wedding, shot with me, and took me home. And I'm, like, there's nothing you could do. And I don't know if you've ever had mono, but you're, like, you're done. You're so tired. It just honestly makes you so tired. And it, like, I don't know. I probably could have rallied through, but I had Sarah as my backup. Because I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. And I've also had cameras, like, start freezing on me.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, when it gets too hot, and then I just grab the other one, and you're fine. Or I've like, this is different, I guess. But it's still a backup, I guess. But I missed a first kiss once.
Oh, yeah.
Because my camera malfunctioned. Mm-hmm. But I have a second shooter. And she got the first kiss. And that's a backup. Like, another reason why I have a second shooter is not just to, like, to have another person, but it's also, like, just in case something happens, they're there. And that's, like, a great example of why she was there. Like, she saved my life, because you can't miss that shot. Like, not good. Not good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's nothing you could do.
And even, like, with that Jasper wedding, like, you could have done it, but, like, you probably also felt like, I'm not going to do it to my best ability, and just almost needed that, like, extra... Like, in case you felt like you're blanking on poses, you have someone else to be there to, you know. And that's why I still, like, some people are getting rid of second shooters, but I don't know. I really like it, because I feel like sometimes it's, like, my support person. So you can, like, bounce things off, and you can, like, figure something out.
Yeah, it is.
No, totally. Yeah. I had a camera overheat, too, at one wedding, because it was, like, plus 40 dead, like... no wind, BC, and I was standing there, and I was shooting, and it was, like, middle of the ceremony, and my camera, like, the screen went black, and it was overheating, so I stuck it under my jacket just to, like, be in the shade, and I have my other camera, but I was like, imagine if you were just shooting with one camera, what would you do? Like, that's so scary.
Actually, a good tip when that happens is to pop your battery out.
Oh, yes.
That's what I do. But then still, it's still hot. So you still have to give it some time. But yeah, no, you have to have...
It's still hot. Yeah, totally. And this, luckily, this wasn't during the first kiss or anything. It was just, like, middle of the ceremony. But still, like...
Man, that's still stressful. Yeah. You're in the ceremony. That's the most stressful part of the day. I don't want my camera doing anything crazy.
And that's why you have second camera, second shooter, like, so many things. Because these cameras are, like, they're technology. They glitch. Like... They're getting more and more technologically advanced.
Yeah.
And
even with, like, with that, when you're talking about, like, how hot it is, like, weather is another thing too, that, like, literally nobody in this whole universe can control the weather.
Or predict. Like, the weather app is completely off 90% of the time.
Oh my God. I never even look at the weather app anymore. I haven't looked at it in months.
I know. I don't even care. I feel like in the spring, it's, like, especially off. Like, it's so I don't know. Yeah.
No. So that's one thing too. Like, I think brides and photographers and literally anybody in the wedding industry, like, weather is one of the probably the biggest things that can go awry, like, can just change in a second. So that's one thing too. I think just being prepared for that, like, from both sides. Like, and I know that everybody, they like pick a wedding day and they're like, oh, I hope it's a beautiful sunny day. Not everybody's going to get that sunny day because, like, not everybody can have it. We would all be burnt up to a crisp if that was the case. But just being prepared for it, and whether that is, if it's too hot, making sure there's lots of water, making sure you have like shade, making sure people aren't
passing out,
just sitting out and getting sunburned.
Sunscreen. Yeah. That's such a big one. The amount of like burnt bridal party members I've seen sitting up at the head table, like dying because they have heat stroke from a hot wedding day.
Yeah. Or even like if it's rainy. Like, I've been to a whole bunch of crazy rainy wedding days. There's nothing you can do about that other than embracing it to your best ability and, like, having umbrellas, maybe getting a tent if you have to, but, like, at least thinking about it, because I think the worst thing you can do is be like, oh, it'll be fine. It'll be sunny. Like, let's not worry about it. It's like, okay, but that's one of the things that, like, you got to worry about it a little bit because you have to have a plan. Or at least have options, at least have a plan. Right? I'm not saying... Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, just have some sort of, like, thought of what you want to do. And I know, like, no one wants a rainy wedding day, but it happens.
And sometimes you just have to embrace it. And if you're really set on having those, like, bright and sunny golden hour, whatever pictures, you can always do, like, day or two after sessions. Like, I really wish people did more of those 100%. Because... I feel like you're so stressed and, like, you know, there's not really a lot of time during the wedding day to do those portraits. And if you can afford to get your hair and makeup done again, or if you just do it yourself, whatever, I think that's an awesome option because it gives you a chance to, like, spend time with your partner after, put your gear back on and, like, I don't know, as long as your dress doesn't get too trashed, like, maybe have a reception dress if you don't want to get it dirty. That's one thing.
You can get a dry
clean. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. You could do a couple days after and then do a little dry cleaning. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, but I think the people that are just going to sit here and pretend like it's not going to rain, those are probably the people that's going to get rained on and then we don't have a plan. So,
yeah.
Right? Like, we just need to.
Yeah. And honestly, the thing is, the chance of it downpouring the entire day, I don't know, at least here in Saskatchewan, Alberta. Slim. I don't know. It's very rare that you get the entire day. Usually it comes in, it rains, it leaves. Unless you're in BC where it just downpours for days. I think there's a very, very, very slim chance that that's going to happen like your entire day.
Yeah. No, I mean, what can you do? What can you do?
Yeah. And you can always move a ceremony back half an hour, like maybe depending on... But most vendors, most people are very forgiving about weather.
Oh, my God. I know that, like, I know there's something you can do about it.
Yeah, because we deal with, like, the weather every single day trying to shoot and reschedule. Or,
no, my God, I know.
Yeah, that's, like, our biggest struggle. Mother
Nature are, like, we're, like, best friends some days and we hate each other the next.
Yeah, sometimes friends off.
Yeah, honestly.
And I guess, like, I don't know. I guess on the topic of gear, like, not just with us, but with so many other vendors, gear can be such an issue. And I think it, at the end of the day, it always goes back to, like, you know, hire the professionals, hire people that are trusted, but also, like, shit happens. Like, sometimes a mic glitches, sometimes a cord breaks, sometimes, like, a slideshow doesn't run. That's, like, the number one thing that happens is slideshows don't work. I feel like at every wedding that's had a slideshow, 90%, it takes, like, 45 minutes to get that slideshow going.
I have, like, a spitting image of, like, the bride's dad. Like,
on his little PC computer. Trying to get it to work. And then they come to us thinking that we would know how to get the slideshow to work with this ancient projector.
Like, girl, man, I'm a Mac girly. I can't look at that PC computer. Get that away from me.
We don't speak PC. No, it's so true. Oh, God.
But yeah, you know, you're 100% right, though. Like, with any vendor, and not just, like, I know, like, we're photographers. So that's what we're gonna think about first, right? But, like, with any vendor, mistakes can happen. Yeah. Any person makes, like, every single person in their life makes mistakes. Totally. Things happen. like, I think what makes it worse is dwelling on the mistake rather than just like pivoting and getting on with it. Because at the end of the day, yeah. like everybody literally will make a mistake. And it's not like anyone's doing it on purpose. No one's trying to ruin air day. Yeah. All of your guests, if something happens, I don't think any of your guests are going to judge you for a microphone being like a crackle, right? Like those are little things. But I mean, like every single person there too knows that things happen. Yeah. And so I think just dwelling on it makes the moment worse than just like
totally
being able to get on and over with it. And there's nothing you can do. And hopefully it's not detrimental. But that's what, like you said.
And at the end of the day, that's how, you know, that's how vendors gain experience and learn. But also, you can be the most experienced, most, you know, well-known photographer, DJ, whatever in the world, and stuff still happens. So you have to be forgiving, especially on a day that's like high pressure, like a wedding. Like that stress is on. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, officiants I've seen mess up, DJs, like people playing music, singers, like it happens because the pressure's on. And there's no redo. Like, you can redo it, but.
Another thing, too, that, like, I'm just going to bring it up because it recently happened to me. But I think all of us photographers will understand that, like, we don't usually get a second in the day to, like, eat. Or, like, me and you will bring snacks, but, like, a lot of the times, like, you don't eat all day because you're, like, working hard, which it's very important. Like, I try to remind myself to eat. It is what it is. We usually forget, but. But bringing yourself some food as well as just some protein bars, maybe just in case maybe you don't get to eat supper, because it happens to the best of us. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and be up like it happened. It was a mistake and I didn't get dinner. It's happened. I think it's happened to me a few times, but it's not like I'm going to sit here and be like sad about it. But like I bring protein cookies and protein snacks, because if we're not fueled, like we're going to run out of steam. Usually I also bring a Red Bull. I'm like, sorry, mom, if you're listening, like she hates that I drink these, but like bringing a Red Bull, because like you kind of talked about this at the beginning of the episode, but you were like saying we have to be on our like best, like high energy selves, right? And I can't, like after I eat dinner, I start to lose steam. And the only way I can get back to that is by eating or drinking a Red Bull. Because I need to be in the same headspace as like every single person on that dance floor. So making sure you have food. I mean, I think most of us photographers, like I have it in my contract that we get dinner and we get a place to sit down and eat it. And I think when it doesn't happen, it's usually honestly just an honest mistake. And it just is just a kerfuffle, which it happens. Yeah. But like just being mindful that most of the time you will get dinner. Sometimes maybe something will happen. Bringing yourself food, because the worst thing in the world is getting hangry in the middle of a wedding, because I get the hangry vibe real fast and I will I will lose it. I won't lose it at anybody, but I will lose it at myself and I'll like just start going nuts because I like need to have something in my body.
And you need fuel, because you're like, you know, a normal person working a 10, 12 hour day, they get fed or they have a break to eat. So I think as a vendor and as a like a potential couple for a wedding, just, you know, make sure if you have snacks for people, offer it to your photographer. Make sure they have a place to eat, because in the grand scheme of things, you're feeding how many people, you know? Yeah. Just feed your vendors.
Just feed your vendors. It's honestly usually an honest mistake too. And like, we can't judge, but like, you never know what's going to happen.
Such a big one.
And then not just for us, because the bridal parties usually also forget to eat. And you guys also need to eat. I'm talking to you guys right now. If you're listening, eat your Subway sandwiches that mom bought you. You need to bring them on the bus and you need to eat them, all of them, because or else you're going to be too drunk.
And even if you're not hungry, you need to have something in your stomach, even just for nerves. Like, I think people get so nervous about like walking down the aisle, doing speeches, all the things, but like chug a Boost, like, I don't know, anything you can do to get, that's what I've been doing now at weddings. I bring those Boosts, like those little meal replacement things.
That's,
and I just
hilarious,
chug them because I have something in my stomach. It fills me up. I'm not going to pass out. Like, it's a good little trick.
I think another thing too that's like super important that a lot of people like try not to even like talk about because they just don't want to talk about it in general, is family dynamics. And because it's an expected thing if you – with, like, if you know that there's, like, if you know your family, which usually you do, obviously.
But sometimes random stuff happens at weddings.
No, and I think you almost have to take everything with a grain of salt on, like, everybody's yeah. high stress, even your family sometimes, like, for whatever reason, they will have our stressful, moments. Someone might say the wrong thing.
And emotions are high, so that causes people to stress, right? Like, when you're emotional.
Yeah.
It.
And I think just knowing that, like, hey, like, it's not just my day. Like, there's so many other people in my family that, like it is just your day. But at the end, like, it's still, there's a lot of people involved with your life. So everybody's going to have their own feelings, their own emotions. Things might happen. Maybe there's conflict. I think a lot of the times people don't want to talk about the fact that maybe there will be conflict if there's a family, if there's family members that are, like, not speaking to each other or, like, and I know, like, literally everyone's family is not perfect. So everybody's family has, like, things going on. But just being mindful and in the fact that, yeah, it might not be perfectly the way I want it to go. And someone might say something and, like, it is what it is. But I think not taking it to heart because really I think a lot of the things that people get upset about are things that don't need to be. Like, they just, just let it go.
And everything is just stressful. And I think people just, you know, you react differently when that, all the emotions are there. And honestly, so many wedding days, it's like, because I don't know, you probably do it too, but when I ask for, like, the family photos, it's like, is there any situations, like, are there divorced parents? Yes, do people not talk? That, like, let us know, because then we don't awkwardly put mom and dad in a photo as a couple, you know? Like, you just want to avoid all of those situations, so that's why we ask that. Because sometimes there'll be drama with people that you kind of expect, but also, like, sometimes it just comes out of nowhere, and, like, your mom and sister, who are best friends, like, start fighting about something, and you just can't let that affect you. Don't let it kill your vibe.
Yeah. I think just knowing that it might happen and then being like, oh, well, whatever. Like, let's deal with this tomorrow. Like, it's not an issue we need to deal with today. And also, hopefully, like, even if you have to be, like, unfortunately, if you have to sit down with, like, your two people in your family that don't get along and say, look, like, I understand that you don't get along. Like, I completely get it. Yeah. But I would love it if you could get it together a little bit for me tomorrow and just kind of do what you can, because obviously people can only do so much. That's, I think just being mindful that maybe it might happen and just being mindful that it might happen. And it's still, like, I think even if that stuff does happen, it doesn't ruin your day unless you make it ruin your day.
Yeah.
Right. So just being mindful of it.
Just, I think you have to have a different mindset in general when you're, like, you know, when it's your wedding day, because on another day, yeah, that would upset you. But, like, today, I'm not going to let any of this bother me. Like, just be completely hippy dippy. Life's good. No one's bugging me. I'm in complete denial.
No one needs to know that. We're stressed. It's all good.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I don't care. Have another glass of champagne. Life's good.
Yes, honestly. I mean, not too many glasses of champagne, but just, like, one to, like, get you.
No, especially not champagne.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
But just be mindful of that.
That's such a good point, though, because I've seen it so many times, and I've seen it where people can do it and say, like, oh, these people are fighting, there's drama, I don't care. Mm-hmm. And then I've also seen where it, like, wrecks someone's day, you know? Yeah. So, like, from our experience of doing a million weddings, just deal with it a couple days later.
Yeah, the best you can. Yeah. I mean, I know every situation is different, so there's not a whole lot you can do.
Totally.
If it's, like, a pretty serious situation, but, like, mostly those little comments. Like, if there's blood drawn. And the little, yeah, that's different. But, like, if there's little digs or, like, it's whatever, like, that can be dealt with a different day. It doesn't have to be dealt with there. Totally. Yeah.
Another thing as a photographer, like, we were talking about, like, all the gear that we bring as backups and everything, but something we don't always think about as photographers is a backup wardrobe.
I'm so bad at this. I never bring extra clothes, and I should.
Okay. And this is a good example, because last weekend, my second shooter, like, we were going from the ceremony to the reception. I always have, like, a little makeup kit. So I, like, before I go into the reception, I just, like, touch up my face, like, make sure I don't look like I'm a complete drowned rat, just a little bit of a drowned rat.
No, you never look like that. No.
We go in, whatever. And So I was in my car, she was in her car, we're both sitting there like doing our face, whatever. And then I look over and her mouth is open and she's freaking out. And I was like, is she on the phone? Like, what is she doing over there? But she opened her concealer because she wanted to put concealer under her eyes and it exploded all over her black dress. Like all over the front of her dress.
No. So,
she has makeup wipes. She's trying to get it off. Like nothing will get this stain out. So we go into the reception. We set our stuff down and then we go into the bathroom. And they had like, you know how some weddings, they have those little baskets of like, you know, yeah. tampons, yeah. Tide yeah, to go,
little things. Yeah,
mouthwash, whatever. So we get the Tide to go and she's trying to get it out. Will not come out of her dress.
On the topic of weather, like we were talking about weather, like what if it downpours and you're like completely soaked? And you're like, I need to go into the ceremony and I am a drowned rat, right? Like just having, this is a great reminder for myself as well. I'm going to put, even if you just leave clothes in your car.
I think overall, like you're never going to regret. Yeah. You're never going to regret being overprepared. Like it might seem like you're being over the top, dramatic, whatever, but you're never going to regret it.
Yeah, exactly. As well as for our couples too that are listening to this, like our brides and grooms. Okay, I wouldn't say grooms because brides are probably listening to this, but
yeah, grooms are.
But like even having just like a little sewing kit just in case a part of your dress like rips off, and then just knowing that shit can happen and stuff can happen. Just knowing that totally. Stuff can happen, going with the flow. Like there's honestly like. On your wedding day, not a whole lot you can do if your wedding dress busts open, but
totally.
But just being trying to be prepared as much as you can.
Yeah.
And again, maybe you just have to change for your dinner, and you put your white sweatpants on and your white sneakers, and you just vibe like no one needs to know that it was a mistake or whatever. Like you know what I mean? That can be
well. Yeah, I feel that, and this is so off topic, but that's why I kind of love. The whole reception dress.
Yeah.
Because you can still be bridal. You can still wear something white, make it fun. But like, then you're not worried about wrecking your dress. Because I've seen some brides and they go pretty hard at their dance. So yes. If you're trying to do those 2 days later shoots and you don't think a dry cleaner can. Like I've seen black wedding dresses from, you know, the dance, whatever. But it's not a bad idea because we've seen dresses. Malfunction.
I just think knowing that it can happen.
In our horror story, if you want to listen to that.
Go back in the, go back. It happens.
Yeah, that's also nightmare fuel. Look at your dress before you're buying it and say, will this break?
And you can never, it never hurts to ask, hey, is there any way to put extra strengthening in this strap or whatever? Like, just, I feel like that's
smart. Especially if your dress is heavy and that's the only thing holding it up besides.
The amount, too, of like groomsmen that rip their pants. Like, I don't know what they make groomsmen pants with, but it's not good quality anything because they're always ripping.
It's not good
quality. No, it's happened.
I've seen so many guys bust their pants.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know. You guys maybe either need to stop growing your juicy butt or you need to maybe buy big pants.
No more squats.
No more squats.
Well, and also, I've seen the bottoms of, like, when guys go and rent suits, I've seen the bottom of their shoes. Like, one bridal party, every single guy's shoe, like, opened up like this. Oh, God.
What?
It must have been, like, but they all were, like, rental. Or I don't know if they, I think they rented them.
That's weird.
But they all had the same thing.
That's so strange.
And all the bottoms of their shoes. So they're walking around and their shoes are, like, flapping open.
Oh, my God. These guys. Ugh. Something chaotic always happens with the boys.
I know.
I don't know. It's funny, though.
The boys always have the craziest ideas and...
Honestly, they should be photographers.
Yeah. Oh, especially... Yeah.
I would love to see one of these groomsmen just like do a whole... I would love to just employ them for the whole wedding day and just see what they come up with. Just to like spice up my gallery.
Totally.
Moral of the story, like... And I think there's probably more to this list, but this is just a few things. But I think... Just being able to expect the unexpected, like just thinking about it instead of ignoring the fact that, oh, I don't want anything bad to happen. So we're just not going to think about it. It's like, no, if you don't want anything bad to happen, you need to think about it so that nothing bad happens. Yeah. Have a backup plan. At least then you'll be prepared for something bad to happen. And if nothing bad happens, then you're good. But at least if it does, you're safe. Because I think, you just need to have something going on.
I think backup plans and mindset. because you can, you know, you always have those backups. You're always prepared and things do happen and you just have to know, okay, I can roll with this. This is just going to be part of our story. And honestly, all of these crazy things that go wrong end up making the best stories.
They do. That's what you're going to remember, like, when you're 80 years old drinking wine whiskey at your kitchen table with all the kids. And you're like,
remember when this happened.
You'll never believe what happened to me. Right? Like, I love that we both have this same old man in our head. That's so funny.
But the best part of it is we're going to have all of these stories from all of these weddings. Like,
I know.
I can't wait. And whenever we're done our careers, the crazy things that we will have experienced.
Yeah. I love it. I don't have to experience it myself. I get to experience it through everyone else.
Oh, the lessons we have learned if we're going to be wise old women.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I think for the most part, that's like our dealing with the unexpected of your wedding, because there's not a whole... And also ask your vendors too, like, what's your backup plan? I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No. Nope. Yeah. And it should be in everyone's contract. I know I have it in mine. If it's not, don't be afraid to ask, because maybe if it's not in their contract, they might not have even thought about it. And it's something that you should remind them about. Something wrong with that. It's your day. You're spending a lot of money and you're putting a lot of effort into making your day perfect. And you want to make sure it does work out perfect.
And a lot of trust. Yeah. Like, I don't think people realize how much trust you put in your vendors.
Yeah.
Like, it's huge.
I take on all that stress because I don't want you to be stressed. I'll take it on because we don't want you to.
And you can see it in our wrinkles on our faces.
Hey, I am flawless. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not.
I'm definitely. I swear, aged. All the wrinkles I have is from shooting weddings. There's many times where
I know. We used to be so young. And now look what happened to us. We were so young.
Honestly. Like, looking at the beginning of when we started shooting, like, I'm like, who's that baby? what have weddings done to me?
Yeah, honestly.
Well, yeah, thank you guys for listening. And I hope you got some info out of our trauma.
I think let's just have 5 million backup plans. That's what we need to learn from this whole episode.
Yeah. And let's just all be chill on our wedding days. I think that's the
key to being chill, is having the backup plans. You make the plans and then you don't have anything to worry about. Totally. But you can be chill. That's like the best.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you guys for listening and we'll see you next week.
Don't forget 5-star reviews. And if you like us, leave us a little comment. Can you comment on a podcast? See, you can tell that Sarah does all the like technological parts of our podcast and I'm just here to chat.
Yeah, I know. I'm the little editor. Jordan's just the face of it all.
I'm the personality hire, honestly.
Yeah. The talent.
No, I'm not the talent. I'm here for the jokes. Well, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.
Thanks for listening.
We will talk to you soon.